Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to your Buckeye Talk headlines for Friday, July 9th. Sometimes I babble at you guys. Let's not do that. Let's roll and get into your Buckeye Talk headlines from Buckeye Talk at Cleveland.com. Ohio State adds the best player in its 2021 recruiting class just before the 2021 season starts. Doug Lamarese of Cleveland.com. JT Tuimoloau from Seattle, Washington, picks the Ohio State Buckeyes. Did that on July 4th. Chose Ohio State over Oregon, USC, and Washington. Also had Alabama in the mix for a little while, then they fell out of it. Big get for the Buckeyes, who have been very successful in the state of Washington recently. Also got Emeka Egbuka, who was the number 9 overall player in the class of 2021. So listen, like basically, Seattle had two of the top 10 players in the country, and Ohio State got both of them in this recruiting class. They joined Jack Sawyer from the Columbus suburbs. That's three of the top 10 players in the class of 2021, who are going to be part of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Both Sawyer and Tuimoloau are defensive linemen, and they're going to be together for 3 years working under Larry Johnson. That provides ample opportunity for them to do things that Ohio State and college football haven't seen very much. So big get for the Buckeyes, kind of expected. Sometimes I like to think of it as like, hey, what if nobody knew what was going on in recruiting and just out of nowhere, like if just on July 4th, no hype, no prep. It was like, oh, yeah. Did you hear about that top 5 player in the country from Seattle? He picked Ohio State. People be like, what? Sometimes it puts it in perspective what Ohio State's doing in recruiting right now. So, again, JT Tuimoloau is going to be an Ohio State Buckeye. We'll see how much it can help right away in 2021. Maybe by the end of the season. He's a talented dude. 6'5 or so, 277 pounds. But especially as a sophomore and a junior, he and Jack Sawyer should do some things on that Ohio State defensive line. To read all about Ohio State football recruiting, make sure you check it out, cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk, and listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. How can you tell college football's right around the corner? Well, Media Day is happening. That's where reporters go to a city. All the players, like two players per team. All the coaches come to that city. We talk. We get stories. We start hyping up the college football season. That is happening for the Big Ten soon, July 22nd and 23rd. Normally in Chicago, they're going to be in Indianapolis this year. Certainly your Cleveland.com coverage team will be there. And then that'll start, you know, getting you fired up because then camp is right around the corner in August. But that's something to keep an eye on. We'll be talking to, I think it's usually two or three players from each team and every head coach. Again, that's July 22nd and 23rd in Indianapolis. Not that you have to mark your calendar for that, but it's a reminder that the college football season is right around the corner, and you're going to want to be listening to Buckeye Talk and reading cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. I'm Doug Lamarese. Why did JT Tuimoloau pick Ohio State? 5-star recruit from Seattle, Washington on the defensive line. Well, it's Larry Johnson. It's a reminder how important defensive line coach Larry Johnson has been since he arrived at Ohio State for the 2014 season. Spent 18 years at Penn State, worked under Joe Paterno, then stuck around under Bill O'Brien. Then when they hired James Franklin, decided, you know what, I would have been interested in being the head coach, but if I'm not going to be, I'm going to try something else. Urban Meyer hired him immediately to replace Mike Vrabel, and Larry Johnson from coaching the Bosa brothers, to Chase Young, to Tyquan Lewis and Sam Hubbard, to Zach Harrison and Tyreek Smith. Now Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau, just an unbelievable legacy at Ohio State. And he's such a technician, such a respected teacher of defensive line skills, such a sort of unique personality, a little bit grandfatherly. the relationships he establishes with these players, defensive linemen want to come play for him. And this is just another example of that. So I think Ohio State fans understand that. But what Larry Johnson has been doing for Ohio State, listen, Ohio State has a lot to offer. But there are defensive linemen who say, you know what, put it over the top, not facilities, not tradition, you know, not the stadium or the fans. It's Larry Johnson. And he did it once again this time. And I think everybody realizes he's one of the great assistant coaches in college football history. And he's going to have a legacy at Ohio State long after he decides to leave Ohio State. But he's sticking around for now, for sure, approaching 70 and still doing the job at a very high level. Again, if you want to read about Larry Johnson, assistant coaches, players, head coaches, right, anything about Ohio State football, make sure you're checking out cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. Brian Hartline, a great recruiter. I think people know that. Ohio State's receivers coach, former Ohio State receiver, former NFL receiver. He's been named the best recruiter in the game, the most successful recruiter in the game by 247 Sports in the past. And he's in contention to do it again. 247 Sports has these recruiter rankings where they sort of key in on the guys that you were really responsible for. And with what Brian Hartline has been doing at the receiver position, he was the guy who won that award in 2020 from 247 Sports with that four receiver class headlined by Julian Fleming, the best receiver in the country. And now he's got a shot at it again in 2022. The early rankings are out for 247 Sports. And Brian Hartline, with those four receiver commits Ohio State has, is at the top of that list. Caleb Burton, he's the number three receiver in the country. And then you've got number five, number 16, number 21 receivers in the country, all committed to Brian Hartline and Ohio State. So Hartline, a rising star in the coaching profession, continues to get it done. 247 Sports is keeping track of that. See if Brian Hartline can win it for a second time and be named the best recruiter in the country by 247 Sports. To keep up with Ohio State recruiting, make sure you listen to Buckeye Talk and make sure you read cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. We're headed back towards normal life after this pandemic. Not through with it yet, but certainly making a lot of improvements, and normal life includes college football. And Ohio State has said things will be pretty normal in 2021 at Ohio Stadium. Athletic Director Gene Smith told 10TV in Columbus that he expects full capacity for fans at Ohio State games this fall. And he expects, you know, tailgating, pregame activities, kind of doing the normal thing. Quote, we're going all the way live, Smith said. We're tailgating. We don't see any change in what we had prior to COVID. So things on track. Thank goodness for that. And it'll be good to see the shoe back full and running normal. Obviously, last fall, we remember no fans or just family, coaches' family, players' family in the stands at Ohio State games as dictated by Big Ten policy. The Big Ten had already said, hey, listen, you know, this year with the way things are going in the country and everything's getting better, we're looking at each school making its own decision. And Gene Smith, the guy who makes these decisions for the Buckeyes, is saying, hey, we're planning on a normal college football season. So let's anticipate that. Let's all work together towards that. And let's enjoy that when we get there this fall. Again, Ohio State opening on the road at Minnesota on Thursday night, September 2nd. Then that home opener, week two, September 11th at noon in a big non-conference showdown with Oregon. Hope some of you can make it out there. And hope everybody is making cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk and the Buckeye Talk podcast part of your Ohio State football experience. I'm Doug LaMaurice.